Hey, happy hump day to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Dethridge. Boy, were the English Beat good. Their fusion of reggae and ska with punk in the late 70s, early 80s, along with Two Tone Records label mates The Specials and Madness endures in influences to this day. And what's a good ska band without a toaster? That linguistically active scat singer and dancer on stage straight out of the Jamaican tradition? Well, one of the most memorable toasters from that era, Roger Charlery, or Ranking Roger, as we knew him, of the English Beat, or just the Beat as they were called in the UK, as well as one of its spin-offs with Dave Wakeling, General Public, and later Big Audio Dynamite with Mick Jones of The Clash, has passed away. Ranking Roger was just 56. He had been diagnosed with brain tumors and lung cancer just last year. Mirror in the Bathroom, Save It for Later, which of course Pete Townsend later covered. The Beat's cover of Tears of a Clown by Smokey. Later Tenderness by General Public. Just classic staples of alternative rock radio. Ranking Roger has left the building at age 56. The queen of rockabilly, Wanda Jackson, is retiring from performing due to what she says is her health and safety. A statement on Facebook from her team didn't elaborate on the 81-year-old's health, but they did confirm that Wanda's upcoming shows in Las Vegas and Nashville have been canceled. Wanda Jackson's most recent album was from 2012. Unfinished Business was produced by Justin Towns Earl. Everclear frontman Art Alexakis has revealed that he has multiple sclerosis. He says he was diagnosed with relapsing remitting MS 3 years ago after a car crash in which he thought he had a pinched nerve in his neck. He says after he got the diagnosis, he looked into his wife's eyes and that when he didn't see any fear or pity and when she said, "We got this," he knew it was going to be okay. Sober for 20 years, Art jokes that if you see him stumbling or slurring, he hasn't fallen off the wagon, but he may be falling, so catch him. Rock and Roll Stop the Traffic on this day in music history, March 27, 1987, quite literally in L.A. as U2 performed on a rooftop, attracting thousands of spectators and police, and bringing the video shoot to Where the Streets Have No Name to a standstill. Birthdays, couple of keyboardists, Tony Banks of Genesis and Andrew Ferris of NXS, as well as Kimbra, the New Zealand singer who practically stole the show, and Gautier's, someone that I used to know, and that is a wrap for music news for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Dethridge. Rock on!